SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street's in a much better place than it was yesterday at this time. The key stock averages managing to take back at least some of what they lost in yesterday's rout. Bank stocks rose even after Moody's cut the credit ratings of 15 big banks. University of Massachusetts economics professor Robert Polin thinks the ratings agency might have gone overboard.
You have to recall that Moody's, Standard & Poor's were absolutely irresponsible, inaccurate during the bubble era. That is, they were rating the highly risky derivative activities as AAA low risk. So part of this story may be overreacting and try to restore their sullied reputation.
President Obama tells Hispanic leaders meeting at a convention in Florida that as long as he's president, he'll not give up the fight to reform immigration laws. Yesterday, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney pledged a permanent fix for the country's immigration system. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says that partisan politics, what's standing in the way of a genuine fix?
As long as this issue of immigration is a political ping pong that each side uses to win elections and influence votes, I'm telling you, it won't get solved.
Also at SRNnews.com, firefighters in northern Colorado battling that massive 68,000-acre wildfire, running into a range of conditions on the ground.
Everything from what I refer to as moonscape that was just flat burned out through areas that have some burn, but it's a much lighter burn, to areas that are completely green.
Larimer County Sheriff Justin Smith says a return of hot, windy conditions providing an additional challenge for the firefighting crews. On Wall Street, ahead of the close, the Dow is up about 100 points. This is SRN News.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose Safe Light.
4th of July travel is just around the corner. So right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on a road trip ready package that includes an alignment, conventional oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Also, buy 3 Bridgestone WeatherForce Plus tires and get one free. Stop by Sears Auto Center or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. This is the way to roll into summer. This is Sears Auto Center. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Free tire of equal or lesser value, N628. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Vice President Biden's campaign against dating violence is picking up steam with the release of a new public service announcement.
The campaign, which was launched by Biden last year, is called One is Too Many. Last year, 1 in 10 teens was hurt by a date. In the announcement, prominent athletes urge men never to strike a woman. The announcement will be televised this summer on sports-oriented programs on the ESPN, Fox Sports, MLB, and NFL networks. Among those featured are former New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers manager Joe Torre, international soccer star David Beckham, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning, and New York Knicks player Jeremy Lin. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
An official involved in the Olympic movement says Britain has refused to grant a visa to the Syrian Olympic Committee chief to attend the London Games. The unidentified official confirms that the Syrian official, who's a general, had been barred over his links to the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar Assad. This is SRN News. The Senate hands the White House a one-item to-do list.
The measure was an amendment to the Senate Farm Bill. It requires the Obama administration to release a report on the impact of $1 trillion in automatic spending cuts to both domestic and defense programs. This sequestration process was part of the debt ceiling agreement reached last summer. Congress can avoid sequestration if it finds other ways to cut spending. The automatic cuts are set to take effect in January of 2013. Democrats and Republicans alike have said they want to avoid these drastic cuts, but have been unable to agree on ways to reduce deficit spending otherwise. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
A temporary patch has stopped a leak that shut down the 100-year-old battleship Texas, and now the relic from World Wars I and II is set to reopen to visitors. The ship, turned into a museum in 1948, sprang a leak a couple of weeks ago. More details at SRNnews.com. SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The number of military suicides is up, and that has Defense Secretary Leon Panetta looking for answers.
We have got to do everything we can to make sure that the system itself is working to help soldiers, not to hide this issue.
Panetta has ordered a system-wide review of methods for diagnosing post-traumatic stress. The Moroccan man arrested in a plot to blow up the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty. Amin El-Khalifi will serve at least 25 years in prison. He was caught just blocks from the Capitol in February after a year-long sting operation. The jury in the Jerry Sandusky child molestation trial continues its second day of deliberations. If there is no verdict today, the judge is urging them to work through the weekend. Also at SRNNews.com, a day after Mitt Romney was there, President Obama told the nation's largest group of elected Latinos that Congress is holding up immigration reform.
We should have passed the DREAM Act a long time ago. It was written by members of both parties. When it came up for a vote a year and a half ago, Republicans in Congress blocked it.
Earlier in the day, addressing that same group, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio talked about his own immigration plan.
I wasn't looking for a talking point. I wasn't looking to influence the election in November. I was looking to help these kids that I've met.
And is used to score political points, it won't get solved. In Proctor, Minnesota, Amber...
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com. There we have not only is it an interactive radio program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, but it's an interactive website where you can log on and take control of the, well, I don't know, what are those things, the oscilloscope, the gyrate and stuff on the internet? You can take control of that, too.
How about the tubes?
The tubes, right.
Take control of the tubes.
Take control of the tubes. You can put up stories or blog posts or videos or whatever you want there at freetalklive.com. People will vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with theirs. And, well, you know, stuff rises to the top. Gets a lot more eyes than...
Our country's most spectacular canyon in about 2 hours. Northwest of San Antonio is offering a retreat on rediscovering the way of Christ. June 21st through 24th, Speaker Rodney.
Story. I mean, we do a lot of these, I guess, disturbing stories. A story that, well, shows somebody being less than classy, I guess.
Yeah, and in this case, it's about a gay relationship. That's not what's less classy about it. It's, what's less classy is that there is a very anti-immigration, famously an anti-immigration sheriff who apparently had a lover who was an illegal immigrant, and they broke up, and basically now the sheriff is threatening this guy with deportation.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone. And the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 22nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1570.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1601.27, 805.14 for a half ounce, or 402.57 for a quarter ounce. That's 1601.27, 805.14, and 402.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about a situation here where it appears as though there's a little gay intrigue going on. And where's this Sheriff Bebo from?
I think it's Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Anyway. Before we go on with the article, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up next weekend. It's going on from Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, yeah. 23rd
through 26th. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
You can still come to the Liberty Forum if you want. It's at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel, and there's all kinds of speakers going to be there. Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime, Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, Peter Schiff, Dr. Doom, the guy who predicted the recession before everybody else did, Prax Girl, John Bush, Joel Salatin from he's the author of You Can Farm. He's a big food activist. If you go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, you can get your tickets there. Sign up with coupon code FTL2012 in order to get a 10% discount. There are several different types of tickets, whether you want meals or not, or which days you want to be there. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, coupon code FTL2012. So, Stephanie, go on with your article here.
Yeah, so just for a brief recap, there's a sheriff in Arizona, Pinal County, named Paul Bebo, and he is a very public face of opposing illegal immigration. He's very anti-immigrant, and apparently he had a years-long relationship with a Mexican man who was an undocumented immigrant, or his legal status was in question.
Yep.
And then allegedly used his attorney, the sheriff did, to threaten this guy, Jose, who's withholding his last name for fear of, you know, being deported. He probably felt
pretty secure in his status there prior to that when he was, you know, messing around with the sheriff.
Yeah, I suppose so. And this is very interesting. So allegedly, this Jose was threatened with deportation as well as his family. It says Jose says he met Babbo in October 2006 on gay.com, a dating website. What started with an online invitation from Babbo for the two to get together, he says, turned into not only a personal relationship, but a professional one. Jose says he created and maintained Babbo's campaign website.
Oh, my.
His Facebook page and his Twitter account.
So he's got campaign staff. That's illegal. Illegal aliens. Bringing gay folks in from Mexico and giving them jobs.
I mean, this is just too good to make up. You know?
Yeah, yeah, it's sorted.
It's the hypocrisy. Babbo didn't pay him for his online services, he claims. So maybe, you know.
Gay Mexican slave labor.
Yeah,
nice.
Right, exactly.
And now he's threatening to send the guy back.
Yeah, so Jose says Babbo told him that he loved him and was with him exclusively, but Jose suspected Babbo was lying. The relationship soured, and then Jose believes that Babbo sent his lawyer after him. He says the lawyer demanded the passwords to Babbo's websites and social media accounts. Jose complied, but said that Babbo and his attorney also wanted Jose to sign a document that would bind him legally to keep silent about the relationship. That's when Jose started basically lashing out on news websites featuring stories about Babbo. He posted this picture of what was alleged to be his profile on AdamForAdam.com, which this article says is where website where gay men arrange sexual liaisons. Jose, you know, shared text messages. Go ahead, Mark.
It's not always easy to keep a good relationship with an ex, and I understand how things
should be though.
Get bumpy, it's always best if you treat the other person as though they're a person, right? I mean, and I know it can be hard. I mean, sometimes they can, you know, people are hurt and oftentimes afterwards, and they can say mean things, and it's not always easy to let these mean things slide. But you know, this sheriff looks like he probably messed with the wrong gay illegal immigrant by, you know, treating this guy poorly.
I'm really glad Jose is speaking out and making this public. Because it's so important. I mean, this hypocrisy, it's like, I feel extra offended at this story because, not offended, but I feel really a lot of empathy for Jose. He's in a really tough position.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy, Babbo, if all these allegations are true, then that means, you know, it seems like he really doesn't think of illegal immigrants, especially Mexicans, as people. Like,
because
he's willing to like, use the government to like, try to keep them out of the border and deport them and stuff like that. But it sounds like he's also kind of objectifying them, too.
He's willing to do this to an illegal immigrant that he was in a years-long relationship with, that he had the power to control his Facebook and campaign websites and things like that, he just doesn't consider people to be people. He's the kind of person that's, the kind of sociopath out there that is so self-serving that once they're done with you, they want to throw you away like a tissue, and they want you to go away, the kind of, that kind of individual. And
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say he's a sociopath, but he's definitely showing a real lack of concern in regard for others.
So what do you hang the sociopath
I just think that appellation this is on. Kind of a whole other subject, but I just think, like, there's this popular book, The Sociopath Next Door, and there's all these things about 4% of the population to 25%, some people say, are sociopaths, and I don't think it's that high, and I don't think
20% seems
helps
high.
To label people as sociopaths. A lot of people just label others as sociopaths when they don't like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Labels do have a tendency to dehumanize an individual.
Yeah.
I can see how that I was using it in that fashion. But
he's definitely showing that he doesn't care about this guy.
That kind of self-serving behavior is indicative of that kind of personality. Is I don't know what reaches the level of sociopathy. Actually, I don't even use the term anymore. It's one of those old terms they've thrown away, like melancholy. But
I don't know. I've seen there are lots of books that have come out recently about sociopathy. Like I think there's a professor at Harvard who studies it and has written this book, you know, claiming that there are 25% of the population are sociopaths. Or
whatever you can write on pieces of paper.
I saw an article today about how to spot a sociopath on a first date, and it was like it was riddled with these like inaccuracies. It seemed like, and it just seemed like, okay, if you go out with someone and they're kind of not really, you know, hearing you or not really treating you as you'd like to be treated, then they're a sociopath and they're dangerous, you know. And it's like, if you're going to label someone a sociopath, does that mean, what, they should be locked up and taken out of society? Or what does that, what does that mean?
I think, to me, what it means is a person who has a sufficiently small amount of concern for their fellow human being.
A lot of people don't have as much concern for their fellow human being as maybe we would like.
But I have found that the very best...
You don't have concern for your...
Not much, honestly. But I have found...
Do you think you're a sociopath?
I think that I may exhibit some of these terms, but I'm speaking to all the other sociopaths out there. If you don't want to be treated like a sociopath, don't act like one. You know, like...
Well, that's the thing about so-called sociopaths. They don't act like them. They're very charming and charismatic, usually. That's what they say.
But... At some point or another, it comes out because they're going to be self-serving. The very best way to be self-serving in this world is to pretend like other people's feelings matter. And
wow, Mark.
And then over time, you know, that's how you operate in
Mark,
the world.
Mark, I don't think you're a sociopath, and I don't even think you have a lack of concern for other people, because the way that you've treated me as a partner on the show has showed that you cared and that you do care what I think, and you take me into account when you make decisions, you know?
Yeah, I'm working on it. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. What's sociopath mean to you? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
In this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning.
Oh, great.
And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with Stephanie
and Mark.
And you might be just joining us for the first time this evening. We had a little technical difficulty, didn't we, Mark?
Yeah, there was. You're probably hearing a refeed show. And you rarely hear that on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live does a live program 7 days a week at most holidays. So, you know, I apologize for the first two segments there. They were recorded content. If you have something you want to comment on that you heard in the first two segments, you're welcome to call in and talk about that. We'll certainly address any issues we've talked about in the past, but that
it was
wasn't
the gay sheriff refeed. That was quite a good one.
That wasn't us live, I think, is probably what everyone needs to know. So anyway, we were going to start and talk about
where we were for the past week, which was the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's right.
Oh, by the way, I should let the audience know that if they'd like to call and get in touch with us tonight, the number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, same number as always.
Also, if you want to share something on the website at freetalklive.com, you can upload stories or blog posts or videos or anything there. I guess upload isn't the right thing. Link to stories or blog posts or whatever.
You can
and
post
people,
them?
Yeah, post them, and people will vote them up, vote them down. And
whatever verb you like, really.
Yeah, it's one of them internet verbs. And just go ahead and have a good, grand old time posting away there at freetalklive.com.
So, all right.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts afterwards? I mean, it was a pretty rough week, you know, lots of many hours put in.
It was, yeah. I mean, a lot of people go to Porkfest and have a lot of fun. I think the people who already live here in New Hampshire, you know, to some extent, Porkfest is meant to showcase.
Hosting.
Yeah, we are hosting, exactly.
Right.
So, personally, I felt a little overwhelmed, you know, during the whole week.
You were running the free aid tent where you gave medical attention to many people, plus doing radio programs.
It was mostly other volunteers at Free Aid, actually. I mean, our team is growing. We provided volunteer first aid for the festival. And, you know, we had Band-Aids and sunscreen and stuff. But when the more serious stuff happened, we had to, you know, call ambulances and things like that. I'd love to get to the point where, you know, maybe we could handle more. But when, you know, somebody had, like, for instance, an allergic reaction, so we had to get the local ambulance to come. And it came pretty quickly, so everything was fine and the person was okay. But, you know, just a couple of instances like that were a little stressful, but so glad that we had people on scene who were willing to help out and able to.
So how did the local ambulance treat you guys? You know, my experience in being a volunteer firefighter is there's this sort of pecking order in people who, you know, provide aid. And I would think that you guys would be up from the average civilian, but maybe not up to the level of a volunteer firefighter, and there's mine because you weren't wearing uniforms or something.
Oh, we had an EMT intermediate on the scene who was volunteering with us, and he was able to give a full report to the ambulance.
Okay.
It was great. It was Jacob. He's
excellent.
A volunteer for Free Aid. And, you know, he was at the same level as them, so he could talk to them, and they knew what was going on. They looked like a pretty relaxed, you know, maybe a volunteer EMT department as well.
Okay.
And luckily there's a medical center right nearby, so we were able to attend to that.
Very good.
So, yeah, I mean, and of course, Porkfest is not about medical emergencies. It's about having fun.
But that was your experience.
Well, yeah, and you know, I thought it was really good this year because they had Porkfest security, and they were really communicative with Free Aid and with the management of the campground, and so.
And everybody calls it Porkfest, although it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I just want to make that clear to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I had fun.
Yeah,
it was
great.
A blast. It was really busy, but it was it's always fun, you know. At least the beginning of the week, I tried to sort of take a little vacation, you know.
But you do less in the beginning of the week?
Yeah, there's less. There's just less going on, yeah, you know, fewer
people.
Panels. And I was on, like, you know, three different panels, teaching yoga 3 days, doing little yoga classes, volunteering with Free Aid, and my radio show, Pork Therapy, and also Free Talk Live with you on Sunday. So
it was a pretty busy week.
Yeah, I had a calendar. I had to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not a typical vacation, but it was really fun. And I'm certainly not complaining because I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to speak and to interact with all the people there, for sure. And it was nice to see some friends who came to visit.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time, and you know, got to see some people that I haven't seen in a while, and some people I'd never met before. And I, you know, frankly, did a lot of talking about bitcoins. Got very excited. There was a Bitcoin booth, you know, section there, and really enjoyed it. Everybody was taking them, and you know, so that, you know, thought it was great.
I was excited about that too, and I kind of wonder, because last year at Porkfest, just to compare, there were lots of alternative currencies going around. But last year, I remember seeing a lot more silver and copper rounds. This year I saw more Bitcoin stuff,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a little bit less silver. So I don't know if that's indicative of any kind of trend, like Bitcoin maybe replacing silver in some instances. But, yeah, I mean, still both were alive and well. So
it's all very interesting.
It is all very interesting. And maybe you can make plans to come next year. Did they announce the dates yet?
I didn't hear the dates,
but
if, you know, keep an eye at freestateproject.org. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. First, you sign up at freestateproject.org in order to be added to the list. There are more than 11,000 people who've signed up to move. Once we reach 20,000, then there's a window of 5 years in which people move. Obviously, you're not going to send people out to beat you up if you don't make it inside the 5 years. But, you know, that's the goal, to make it within 5 years. 1,000 people, more than 1,000 people have already picked up and moved. They're early movers, what we call early movers. And frankly, you know, it's having a huge effect on New Hampshire. New Hampshire's the vortex of liberty-oriented ideas and media from the world, worldwide.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and I like living here, and one of the reasons is because there are friends in Meet Space who I can hang out with and, you know, connect with, and it's really nice because they share a lot of my values.
Yeah, and that's for, you know, for people who are more into the political scene. The New Hampshire has about 100 liberty loving reps in its House of Representatives, what we call the state house here, and you know, basically they have a libertarian veto and are preventing the growth of government. There was a 11 something percent, almost 12% cut in the state's budget. Now that doesn't mean a cut in what the projected budget would have been for this year. This was a cut in the last year's budget. It's 12% below the previous year.
Well, usually when they talk about cuts, it's like, oh, it's not going to grow by 10% like it usually
does. That's what usually when you hear government cuts in any other instance, that's what that means. But this is a real live shrinking of the state government. Now, the sad part is that's only back to 2006. So I think that there's a long way to shrink the intrusiveness of the New Hampshire government, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that will agree with me, some people who disagree and howl to the high heavens that you know, that the people are being harmed. But you know, that's the political process, right?
You mean people are being harmed by the political process itself, or what do you mean by that?
By these cuts?
Oh, by the cuts. I see.
People depend on this money, you know.
A lot of them were, you know, cuts to hospitals and stuff like that.
They certainly were.
Yeah. I don't know why they kind of chose that as the first place to get rid of.
Might be the easiest place to cut. It wasn't the first place. There were cuts across the board. But, you know, the ones that get trumpeted are the ones where, you know, think hospitals and that sort of thing. They don't mention prisons.
Probably true. Okay, so, well, I mean, we're just back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Of course, we're still kind of landing. We've got our technical issues hopefully worked out. And if you would like to call the show tonight, 855-450-3733 is the number. Mark, we wanted to get a little bit into the news, even though we've been disconnected for this entire week. I had no idea what was going on in the world until you told me some of the stuff that's been happening. Pick your favorite.
Did you hear that the Penn State guy got found guilty of the child molestation stuff?
I did, yeah. And don't know too many details on that, but I assume there are a lot of people looking for vengeance of some kind.
Yeah, it's a disturbing situation.
It looks like he's
been showering with boys for years. And, you know,
I mean,
it's
how
interesting
could you...
that you can continue to do this kind of behavior over time right in a state college and get away with it.
Well,
apparently he had clout, what was going on.
And he was intimidating. I mean, as most abusers do, will intimidate the victims and make them think that it's their fault, and if they tell anyone, they're going to get in more trouble and things like that. There's a lot of tactics of sort of manipulation that they use.
At his age, basically anything he gets is a death sentence.
Sure, and yeah, I mean, what do you think of all of this? I mean, I'd like to see some kind of attempt at restitution. I know you can never ever really make someone whole from something like that, but
the man has a great deal of money, and the only way that these kids are going to get any kind of restitution is to first have a criminal conviction and then perhaps go after him from the civil side.
Mm-hmm. The current system, yeah.
It's hard to feel bad for some guy who, there was like six witnesses, and they all had very similar stories.
And why didn't they speak up? Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts. There's more coming up. Stay tuned to Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever. Camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. This is Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And we're so glad you're joining us. At, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for the Free Talk Live studio. We are just getting back to the live Sunday edition of tonight's program. By the way, freetalklive.com is our website where we give away all of our archives for free. It's pretty unusual in the talk radio world to hear a daily show that gives away all of the past archives of the program, going back for like 5 years, or maybe more, right? 2006?
Yeah, 2006, so, you know, you do the edition yourself. Depends on it. It's September, so it's almost 6 years.
All right, and Mark, did you have something you wanted to let our audience know?
Yeah,
about?
We were talking about bitcoins in the last segment, and bitcoins are, I didn't even mention to tell people what they were necessarily. If you haven't heard, they are a basically internet cash. You don't, like cash, you don't need to ask anybody's permission to use it. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world with bitcoins without paying any fees. You know, that's really what it comes down to with exchanging money on the internet. If somebody wants to insert themselves in your business, whether it's a government or, some kind of banking organization, that doesn't happen with bitcoins. They're a currency that's uncontrolled completely by the government. They can't get involved. So you can go to weusecoins.org, find out more about bitcoins, but if you want to get some, you can go to bitinstant.com. There they can allow you to exchange your cash for bitcoins at more than 700,000 locations in the United States, Russia, and Brazil. Currently, they're bringing the Eurozone on shortly. It's amazing. It's bitinstant.com.
This is going to change the world. I've heard they're going to roll out some kind of a Bitcoin debit card pretty soon, or a credit card-like object where you can sort of recharge it and exchange between bitcoins and
also you're gonna be able to pay
different
your bills.
Currencies.
Yeah. You're going to be able to pay your mortgage, your power bill, everything in bitcoins within the next few weeks. Exciting things are happening with bitcoins, and it's not an exaggeration at all to say bitcoins are truly going to change the world from what I've seen.
Yeah.
But in the last segment, we were talking about Sandusky and the sex crime situation going on there. And, it's... very interesting. We had a case a couple of weeks ago here on Free Talk Live where we talked about a man who up in Texas who walked up. The story is that he walked into his house, found another man molesting his daughter that he had been there apparently
his
working.
Horse caretaker or something.
Yeah, some kind of horse caretaker, farrier or something like that was there and, molesting his daughter in some manner. And so he struck the man multiple times and killed him. Now, he expressed remorse and that kind of thing. But, the point I was trying to make there is that we don't know what happened. We just have a news story where a guy reported something. There were three people in that room. One of them is 4 years old and doesn't understand reality particularly well. The other one's dead.
Oh, they understand reality, but wasn't able to defend herself probably, right?
I don't know that...
How could a four-year-old defend themselves?
How can a four-year-old understand reality?
Oh, well, they're on the way there. I mean, they don't have all the... They understand language, concepts.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, my son thinks he's Spider-Man. He doesn't have the entirely a grip
but
on...
But does he understand that there are some people he doesn't want to touch him?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. So... That counts for something, right?
But can he relate that story? Or, I don't trust what four-year-olds say, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
That they live in a fantasy world. He could just as easily say Superman was trying to fly me to the moon as he would say somebody was molesting him. I mean, it's just...
But they don't, they wouldn't do something like walk off the edge of a cliff and expect to fly, right? Or
I don't trust my son around cliffs either.
Okay, no. But most of the time, like if he's walking on the couch or table or something, I mean, this is kind of a tangent, but I think there are some basic things that they pretty much understand.
I wouldn't trust a four-year-old's testimony if I was in court for anything. Nothing.
Well, that's
not
they
one
don't
thing.
Testify in court.
Well, that's the, what
does.
Matters here. They killed a man. Like, one dude executed another dude, and all that matters is what the truth was as to what occurred in that room. And,
yeah, and we can never really
we
know.
We can't know the
We're
truth because
there.
One person was four, one person's dead, and one person's telling the story. And so that's the point that I'm trying to make here. Mm-hmm. The four-year-olds can't give you accurate information about what's going on.
What's the furthest back you remember? Do you think you remember anything?
I absolutely remember something at four, mm-hmm. but whether I can remember something doesn't mean...
Do you think you might remember something really scary and traumatic, like being molested?
Sure, but I could just as easily be told some story that I should, you know,
and so,
reiterate.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens, sure. Yeah.
I wouldn't trust a four-year-old's testimony for anything. There was the case back in Florida where and I can't remember what the name of it was, where these kids at this, daycare center all reported that they were being molested. They sent plenty of these people from the daycare center to prison, and then the stories kept on getting more fantastic. They were talking about being, molested in the basement. It's Florida. We don't have basements in Florida.
There was no basement.
There can't be basements in Florida. We call those indoor swimming pools. I mean, it's not possible to have a basement in this area, South Florida. So, you know, they're just telling these impossible stories because their heads were being filled full of stories.
So in this specific case, there was no evidence really except what the one guy said who remains alive and is an adult.
What kind of evidence will there be?
Yeah, I mean... I don't know, maybe on the child, like, did the child get a rape kit or taken to the emergency room or something like that?
It was just molestation. It wasn't, we're not talking about sexual battery here.
Okay, well, I guess it would, without getting too graphic, I guess it would depend on
sure,
what happened,
could,
but maybe bruises
the child,
or, like,
but,
evidence of a struggle or something like that?
The doctor said that there was, that they could neither confirm nor deny the story.
Okay. So we're in a tough situation because what are we to make of it, right?
Right. And so, you've got on one hand, you have the Sandusky case where I don't know about you, but I feel like this guy did that. Now, I wasn't there, but you've got six witnesses that are
multiple victims,
young
too.
Men telling very similar stories, and they're compelling stories.
And it apparently happened repeatedly, right? Over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the other circumstance, we're talking about, one guy says one thing and the other guy's dead. So you've got these weird situations. And here in the United States, the way we feel about sex crimes, if you talk to people, one of the first words out of their mouth is, I think people convicted of sexual battery should be killed, executed.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that many times.
This is one of the first things people will say. And there's an interesting story that came out from the TimesDispatch.com. In Virginia, it looks like DNA apparently supports the innocence of 33 convicted sex crime offenders here. Mm-hmm. A study concludes assaults from 1973 to 1987, there are 33 of them in there.
Wow.
Now, and the point that I'd like to make is that people were just as convinced at that point as they are today about the guilt of these people.
Yeah.
And that one has to be really careful when I kind of feel like people consider a person who's accused to be guilty until proven innocent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've
and they definitely want someone to blame. You know, they'll bring in. If there's no one to be found, they'll find someone.
Generally, and especially in a court case, they want a jury wants someone to blame, and if there's no one to blame, then oftentimes it's the accused. And consider this for a second: when you consider the amount of arrests in the United States, all the arrests in the United States, fewer than 1% of them make it to trial. So you would think, like just through extrapolation, that a high percentage of the people taking their cases to trial, since fewer than 1% of cases, significantly fewer, by the way, of 1% of the cases make it to trial,
mm-hmm.
you would think that the people willing to take it all the way to trial are likely innocent.
Likely to be innocent, yeah.
So what is the percentage that one would assume, then, of people found guilty of felonies taken to trial in the United States? You would assume that it would at least be less than half because, well, there'd be a lot of innocent people taking their cases to trial.
But in fact, if it makes it to trial, they're more likely to be found guilty.
Two-thirds are found guilty.
Yep.
I just don't believe that only one, up to, a quarter of 1% of the people that are accused in this country are guilty. I just don't believe that. And, you know, I'm sorry, the statistics are all wrong. You think our criminal justice system is 99.75% flawless?
And oh, no, then, and if you look at the number of, you know, just people have been exonerated, it's not, you know.
No,
it proves that there can be human error in that process, especially when you start introducing things like the unreliability of eyewitnesses. People think they saw things that they didn't. I mean, you were talking about four-year-olds
before, Mark. Eyewitnesses are terrible witnesses.
But even adults are misremember things.
Sure.
They get confused.
That's why I like the idea of the Sandusky case. There's six people there.
And especially, I mean, we can talk about racial bias. Like, people are even worse at recognizing faces that don't look like theirs.
True.
And they're biased against people with darker skin often. And there have been studies that have shown this.
Absolutely.
So all of this creates a system where probably there are lots of innocent people who are being found guilty.
About
or at
10,
least enough to make you scratch your head. I mean, even one, I think, is too many.
10 to 15% of people in prison are like full-fledged innocent.
Yeah, that's astounding.
A lot of people in there that aren't guilty of necessarily the thing that they're charged with, but they are guilty of something else, and that gets into a really murky gray area.
Right.
But, to me, 10 or 15% is an unacceptable number, especially when you're talking about executions. And so many people want to execute murderers and, sex crimes mm-hmm. when you're talking about these things. And, people make mistakes.
Yeah, I think we have to rethink this very seriously. 855-450-FREE is the number for Free Talk Live. More coming up with your calls in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.